Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. This is Sister Debbie coming at you from Voices. Amen. We want to welcome you today. It's a very special day. It is Pro-Life Week. We're talking about saving the lives of our children. And I know that I believe the Lord has a word, amen, that he wants to speak, amen. And so I just thank you for joining me today. We're just going to have it open and start with the word of prayer. We're going to let the Lord have his way, amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we come before you. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. Hallelujah, Father. We ask you to have your will, oh God, and have your way, oh God, and have your say, God. Say exactly what you want to say, Holy Spirit. Pick up, hallelujah, love. Oh, shanda idiosa. Oh, God. Pick up the word, idiosa, God. Whatever you want to say to your people, whatever you want to say to the nation, whatever you want to say on the behalf of your children, we give you, hallelujah, room. We give you space. We, your full course, God. Have your whole way, God, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. Praise God. Again, I want to welcome you to Voices. I'm Sister Debbie. I'm the host for this show. Amen. It's a show, amen, we allow, not only allow, but where the Lord speaks, amen. He is definitely one of the voices we want to hear from also. I will also share my testimony, which is one of the voices, number two, as the Lord leads, number three, hearing pro-life women, amen, and hearing how, giving their testimonies and post-abortive women and women sharing and encouraging and motivating, amen. And so I don't want to belabor the moment, amen. I want to go right into what we're going to be talking today about Jesus Christ being life, amen. He's life eternal. I'm going to be reading some life scriptures, and we're going to go right into it. Amen. Again, thank you for listening to Voices, and we give God praise, and we give God glory. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, the Bible says, Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. We can't even get to the Father but by Jesus. We can't even get to the Father but by the way of life. Amen. Jesus Christ breathed the breath of life in man. In him we live and we move and we have our being. Life, he's the substance. He is the life giver, the life bringer. All that we even are, amen, is because of him. It is because of him that we're in Christ Jesus. It's because of him, his life, his source. He's the source of life. He is the vine and we are the branches. Hallelujah. We get our life, our sustenance from him. Amen. He is life. It says, in him was life and the life was the light of men. That's John 1:4. John, hallelujah, 10:10. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it more abundantly. Now, I'm letting you guys know already that the Lord is probably going to be picking up this particular broadcast, amen, because I feel that God's going to be doing something on this particular broadcast. So while I'm speaking and I'm reading scripture, he may very well just pick it up and start speaking, amen, because the Lord does use me in this way. And so just get ready for it if the Lord does do that, amen. It's going to be him, and he's just going to take over. So for all you intercessors that are praying, amen, you want to go ahead and pray. Praise God. I bind the devil, and I cast him out, and I thank God for his power, his presence, and his peace. Because he's going to speaking, and when he speaks, that's just going to be it. We just going to all be quiet. Amen. I'm going to keep on reading the word until the Lord has his way and picks it up. Hallelujah. However he wants to do it. So then as through one transgression, there resulted condemnation to all men. Even so, through one act of righteousness, there resulted justification of life to all men. I am the bread of life. For the bread of God is that which comes down out of heaven and gives life to the world. John 6:27, do not work for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. For on him the Father God has set his seal. God did give me a scripture, John 3:16, that said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Amen. And so we give God glory, we give God praise. Amen, for giving us life eternal through his Son. God, I thank you for your word in the name of Jesus. I am the living bread that came down out of heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread also which I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. Oh, God, and we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding so that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true. In his Son, Jesus Christ, this is the true God and eternal life. And the testimony is this, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. Who does not have the Son of of God does not have the life. For the law of Romans 8:10, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and of death. Paul, an apostle in Christ Jesus, by the will of God, according to the promise of life in Christ Jesus. Colossians 3:4, when Christ is who is our life. Amen. I'm reading the word of God. When Christ, who is our life, was revealed, you also will be revealed with him in glory. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. I'm speaking to every Christian. God is saying, I'm speaking to every Christian that would hear my voice. Come out from among them. Come out from the unclean. Be ye separate, saith the Lord, and do what I've called you to do. I've called this nation to their knees. I've called this nation to repent. I've called this nation to call upon me, saith the Lord, to call upon me in the day of trouble. And I said, I will answer prayer. Hear ye me. Hear ye him. I'm calling you to myself. I'm calling you to repent. I'm calling you to turn back to me. I'm calling you, saith the Lord. I'm calling you to your knees. I'm calling you to myself. Don't be weary, well doing. Trust me completely. Yes, these are the last days, saith the Lord. Don't be weary and well doing. I'm stirring you up for my glory. I'm stirring you up, baby, to be my witness. I'm stirring you up. Don't back down. Don't be afraid. Now is the time to follow me like never before. Now is the time to follow me. Now is the time to follow me. God, the word that's coming to me is thistle, a thistle. God, it's like I see something in your hand, Father. Follow me, the narrow path. It's a narrow path, saith the Lord. Don't look to the left or to the right. I am life, and life is a narrow path, saith God. Follow the narrow way. Oh, my God. Don't look to the left or the right. Oh, yeah. Trust in me with all thine heart, and lean not on thy own understanding, but in all thy ways. Acknowledge me, and I shall direct your path. Oh, many of you are asking me for the situations in your homes and in your family, longings that you have, longings in your home, things that you need. I said that I already have, know what you have need of, saith the Lord. But call upon me in the day of trouble, and I said that I would answer prayer. Trust in me with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge me, and I shall direct thy path. Yes, I'm calling you on the behalf of these babies. I said, speak life. I am life, saith the Lord. So when you speak life, you speak in my language. You speak in me, you calling on me. Every time you say life, you calling on me. Don't say that your choice, baby. You got to call on life because I am life. Don't be taught me between two opinions. You're making me think, I'm going to say it the way he's giving it to you. You're making me think that you're confused, but I'm not the author of confusion. I'm trying to tell you that my name is life. I am the bread of life. I am he that came down from heaven. Call upon life, because every time you call upon life, you're calling upon me. Didn't I say life be? Didn't I say life was? Didn't I say in Exodus, in Ezekiel, that I saw you struggling, polluted in your blood, and I said to live, yea, live. I am life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Now, hallelujah. So pro-life, that lets me know that you're for life. Pro-life, you're for life. My God, and choice, you need to make a choice. Don't choose. Death already told you how to choose. I wrote it already on my Bible, and I made it really simple, and I made it really plain, saith the Lord. I made it so plain that you can't even stumble, that even a child couldn't stumble upon it if they were able to read, saith the Lord. Oh, listen to my word. Listen to my voice. I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to read it. I'm going to read it again. I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it. I'm going to Deuteronomy 30:19 says this. Day, I call the heavens and the earth as witnesses against you, that I have set the earth as witnesses against you. Let me read it again. This day I call the heavens and the earth as witnesses against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life so that you and your children may live. I already told you how to choose. I already told you that I am life. I already told you that I'm the bread of life. I already told you that I'm life eternal. I already told you that life can't come from me. What more do you need to know? What part are you confused about? I'm not the art of confusion. Satan is a liar. I already told you who I am. I'm the great I am. I am who was and is to come. And I am coming back again. So be ye ready. Now what? Hey, call, speak on the behalf of my babies. I'm telling you to speak life. That's what I'm telling you to speak. I ain't telling you to speak nothing else. I am life, so speak life. You were created, hallelujah, I breathe life into your very lungs. You live and move and have your being, hallelujah, in me, say life, Lord. I am life. You are in me. I created you. Read Psalms 139. Read it to them. Read so they can understand. I'm going to read Psalms 139. This is what's coming in to read it. I don't want to get my flesh in the way. Amen. I want to say what God is saying. Amen, amen. So he said, I'm going to read Psalms 39, amen. Psalms 139, hallelujah, just pray it in the spirit, amen. Praise the Lord. See, he said the verse, you want me to read 14 first? Let me go down to 14. I'm just going to follow Jesus. Is that all right? Of course, it's all right. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your work's so wonderful, I know that full well. I'm oldi shikaramando rolabasi. See, God breathed into me the breath of life. God spoke. God said that I would live and not die. How do I know that? Because I'm an attempted abortion. My God. My mother was young. She was young. And she loves me. Amen. But see, she was young. Oh, my God. And so there was a woman. I didn't know nothing about her, but my mama told me a little bit about her. She tried to commit the abortion, but see, she wasn't able to with the tools, and she wasn't able to as she did whatever she tried to do because God had his hand on me. And see, and then all I want to do is say life. Just let me say life. Let me say God is life. Let me say John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not live and have everlasting life. Let me just say life. When he saw me polluted in my blood and he said live, and he said live, just let me say life. Oh, he's life eternal. Let me just say life. Oh, God. I'm going to read some more scriptures on life so you can understand that he's life and he's for life. For as in Adam, I'll die, but also in Christ, I will be made alive. I have been crucified with Christ as it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me into life. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. He is life. He created life. He formed that little bitty baby. Amen. When that sperm and that egg came together. Amen. He spoke life and then he began to develop it. Amen. Because he's a developer. He's a life giver. Amen. And so he developed that baby in developmental stages and he said that life would be. Amen. And we have no right to interrupt what God has made. We don't have no interrupt. We're not God. We're not the giver of life. All Satan can do is kill. Jesus made it plain. He said Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. So life, a pro-choice spoke, don't be confused. Jesus made it real simple. He made it plain. He just told you he was life. He just already laid it out for you right there. Oh my God, if you committed an abortion, go to the Lord and ask God to forgive you. He'll forgive you. Say, God, dear Jesus, I ask you right now, God, if you haven't received Jesus in your heart, just pray with me. Dear Lord God, I ask you right now, God, to forgive me for every single solitary sin I've committed against you, wanting to go my own way, wanting to be my own strength, my own life, my own support system, operating in the flesh and listening to the devil. God, forgive me, God. The Bible says you are life and you can't lie. So I humble myself before you, God. Yes, and I give you everything, God, so you can have your will. will and have your way and reach your people and bring salvation and save souls, God. And I repent of every sin I've committed against you, God. Even the sin of abortion, God. The sin of murder, God. And I ask you to forgive me because going my own way didn't work out the way I thought it would, God. And so I ask you to deliver me, God. Set me free. And if I didn't commit the abortion, somebody out there didn't commit murder, just being born in the world, being born, we're born in sin, shaping in iniquity, God. You got the Bible tells us in Romans 3:23, God, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Father, you tell us, amen, I'm going to go to that scripture. You tell us, God, in the name of Jesus, so that we're all born in sin, shaping in iniquity, Father God. We're sinners, God, and that's why you sent your son Jesus, hallelujah, God, oh, to die on the cross, hallelujah, to die for us, God. Yes, God, it does say that. It says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Amen. Correction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But God, let me say it again, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And what God is saying to you is that I've given you life. It's like I see his hand open, stretched out. Well, I've given you life. Choose life. I am he. Humble yourself. Empty yourself out. I'm here. Oh, Lord. I'm life and life eternal. Choose me. Choose me. Choose me. Amen. So I don't have anything else to say. We thank God for his word. Amen. We heard the word of God. And so all the Lord is telling us is if we need to repent, repent. He's saying his life and he's saying choose life. Amen. And this is the will of God. And so we do thank God for his word and for this time in the word. We bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God.